a quiet heart. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. It is always weakness to be fretting and worrying, questioning and mistrusting. What can we do if we wear ourselves to skin and bone? Can we gain anything by fearing and fuming? Do we not unfit ourselves for action and unhinge our minds for wise decision? We are sinking by our struggles when we might float by faith. Oh, for grace to be quiet! Why run from house to repeat the weary story which makes us more and more heartsick as we tell it? Why even stay at home to cry out in agony because of wretched forebodings which may never be fulfilled? It would be well to keep a quiet tongue, but it would be far better if we had a quiet heart. Oh, to be still and know that Jehovah is God. Oh, for grace to be confident in God. The Holy One of Israel must defend and deliver his own. We cannot run back from his solemn declarations. We may make sure that every word of his will stand, though the mountains should depart. He deserves to be confided in, and if we would display confidence and consequent quietness, we might be as happy as the spirits before the throne. Come, my soul, return unto thy rest, and lean thy head upon the bosom of the Lord Jesus.